New research from Columbia University challenges the idea that every fingerprint is completely unique. The university's team used a special computer program to analyze 60,000 fingerprints and see if prints from different fingers belong to the same person. The program was able to do this with about 75 to 90% accuracy, but the researchers aren't exactly sure how it worked. Instead of focusing on the little details of the ridges, like where they end or split, the program looked at the way the ridges were arranged in the middle of the finger. This is different from how forensic experts usually analyze fingerprints. This study could have an impact on things like biometrics, using fingerprints to unlock phones, for example, and forensic science, solving crimes using fingerprints. Right now, if the police find a thumbprint at one crime scene and an index fingerprint at another, they can't say for sure if they're from the same person. But the computer program might be able to figure that out. The researchers say more research is needed before the program can be used in court, but it could be helpful for starting investigations. Dr. Sarah Fieldhouse, who is an expert in forensic science, has some questions about the computer program. She wonders if the program's way of identifying fingerprints stays the same when the skin moves or changes over time. The researchers themselves aren't exactly sure how the program works, which is often the case with computer programs that use artificial intelligence. The study from Columbia University has been reviewed by other experts and will be published in a scientific journal. But it's important to remember that these findings might not change much in real-life criminal investigations right now. Most people still believe that fingerprints are unique to each person.